And on the line with us now is our intrepid investigative reporter of justthenews.com. If anybody knows what's going on in the world with that breaking news, it's John Solomon. John Solomon, what do you got for us?
Oh, there is a lot of breaking news going on. Let's start on Capitol Hill, where a little while ago, the January 6th commission issued subpoenas to Kevin McCarthy, to Jim Jordan, and to three or four other Republican lawmakers, trying to compel them to testify before the committee before it wraps up its investigation of January 6th. This is unheard of in the history of Congress. All the times I've been in Congress, I've never seen a congressional committee have to subpoena its own members. I think this is going to backfire for two reasons. First, it's going to fall into the watch what you wish for, because next year, if Republicans are in control, you know they're going to be subpoenaing Nancy Pelosi about what she did about January 6th. But before that, there's an interesting legal challenge that these lawmakers as members of Congress can make, and that is this committee does not have a ranking member, therefore it doesn't meet the roles of the current Congress, therefore the subpoena can't be enforced. Watch how Kevin McCarthy turns this around on Nancy Pelosi and uses her own rules, the rules she set in 2020, to challenge these subpoenas. I think it'll be on the horizon. That's the big story everybody's talking about in Washington today. Donald Trump's mixing it up. He just issued a few words about the woman who is surging in the Pennsylvania GOP primary candidate, a GOP Senate primary. As you know, President Trump endorsed Dr. Oz, the TV personality. Kathy Barnett, a former military member, has been surging in the polls there. Donald Trump took a whack at her today, trying to keep her from overtaking his candidate, Dr. Oz. That's been a fun thing to watch, and we're just about a week out. So that's a dead heat race. A lot of people are going to be watching to see where that ends. And then meanwhile,
that's going to make a big decision for Pennsylvania.
And for America, then. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. The Senate, the Republicans have to hold that Senate seat to have a chance to take over the Senate. And so everybody's got eyes on that, just like they had on the J.D. Vance race a couple of weeks ago in Ohio. One other amazing thing, as you know, the censorship has gotten to such an extraordinary length. And when Dinesh D'Souza was going to put out his 2000 Mules documentary, alleging that there's a mass harvesting operation in America, he knew he was going to run into it. So he set up this operation to go on Rumble. Rumble is kind of the new YouTube for people who are free speechings. An amazing, amazing accomplishment. More than $1 million of sales in the first 12 hours. More than 1 million people have already seen the documentary. And it has bypassed all of the normal gatekeepers that have shown their willingness to censor things about the election, really starting to show that this alternative ecosystem that's out there can actually reach millions of people. It really does have mass reach now, whether it's Donald Trump's Truth Social or Getter or Rumble. You're now seeing the ability of conservatives to reach millions without having to bend a knee to Twitter or Facebook or the other censors in the place. So some interesting stuff going around the world today.
John Solomon, what's the latest on the formula shortage? I know President Biden, he's supposed to have a meeting to talk to manufacturers. And there's also a story that came out that we first reported here on WABC Radio that there's pallets and pallets of baby formula at southern border migrant facilities. I mean, this is incredible. And yet half of the store shelves here in the United States are empty.
Yeah, you're looking at 40 to 50, some places 60% shortages right now. And the Homeland Security Department, using its buying power, according to Congresswoman Kat Kamick, has bought up a whole bunch of pallets and brought them down to the border to make sure that the illegal aliens who cross with their children will have formula. That, of course, will come at the expense of parents who are scrambling, going to Walgreens or CVS or other places, trying to find whatever formula we have left. You all remember the breadline crisis at the end of the Soviet Union, before the Soviet Union fell. This is Joe Biden's breadline crisis. And I think this revelation today has a lot of people saying it's the perfect anecdote, the perfect photo op to show that this administration puts Americans last, even behind illegal aliens. A lot of people using it, that revelation today, to attack the Biden administration. But we are weeks, if not months, away from solving this formula shortage. It is a real, real problem.
The best case scenario, 10 weeks. Kids can't wait 10 weeks. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, if Trump was in the White House, like Operation Warp Speed, do you think things would have been differently?
Yeah, listen, I think this starts in an earlier failure. A lot of people don't realize this crisis has its origins last October. I wrote a big story about this over the weekend. The FDA first got a whistleblower calling them, this Michigan plant has real problems. They sat on it for 4 months. That was 4 months to get on top of this. In the time they sat on there and took action, there were some babies that died, babies that got sick. But they had a four-month opportunity to solve this problem before it got to crisis level, and they didn't. Remember, this is the president that stood before the cameras in October 2020. I'm going to be more competent than Donald Trump. Competence is why you should hire me. They have been completely incompetent on every aspect of the baby formula shortage, from the supply chain to not appreciating the impact of inflation on young parents to now the shortage itself and the failure to jump. A whistleblower gave them a heads up back in October. We could have solved this before Christmas, but they slow walked it, ho-hummed it for a long time until it became a crisis level.
I've been talking all day yesterday and today. We could solve the inflation problem by just opening
sure
up
could.
North America. Me and you have talked about it.
They canceled more oil and gas leases. This administration canceled a bunch more
Alaska,
oil and gas leases.
Yeah.
Can you believe
so
it?
So they're going to make it worse for Americans, and they're going to force the Fed to raise the interest rates, which will destroy the real estate market.
You're right on the money. It's a self-made stagflation crisis that we're headed to. We're going to decelerate the economy and accelerate inflation. I had Jeff Landry, the Louisiana Attorney General. He is in a big case tomorrow morning. By the way, this is something to put on the map for tomorrow morning. States are before the federal court tomorrow to argue for a permanent injunction against lifting Title 42, something that will further add to the crisis. But he said to me, I watched this energy policy. I watched this baby food crisis thing. I'm seeing the Title 42. The one thing I'm certain of, this president wants to put Americans last in line, not first in line, and it's going to come back with an enormous boomerang in the election. He's predicting that people will be so fed up by November, there'll be a bloodletting for Democrats.
I think the American people are finally realizing that President Biden is not on America's side. He's not on the poor people's side. He's not on the middle class side, no matter what he said. And what he said the day before was that inflation is going to help America. How is that going to happen?
Nobody's feeling that at the store. If you got to choose between your gas tank or your refrigerator, you're not having a good moment in life. And so many people are doing that. But the real truth of the matter is these elitists in Washington who say these things that make all of our eyes roll, they're so disconnected from the reality on Main Street and in everyday America. This is an administration that said they were going to be for the working poor, the middle class, and now they mock the concerns about inflation. They're completely disconnected.
And then, John, he gets up and says, I'm going to raise taxes to the oil companies.
Yeah.
And I said, the oil companies are just giving back to the consumer.
Yes.
Is he that dumb?
Right. They think Americans are that dumb. Well, thank you so much, John Solomon, again, of justthenews.com. Justthenews.com. Thank you so much, John.